For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Augusta Health has been identified as operationally ready to receive, store, and administer the COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Ralph Northam names the replacement for the soon-to-be-vacant spot on the State Corporation Commission. Changes are coming for those seeking a concealed handgun permit. And where can potential cannabis businesses in the Commonwealth safely store their money? This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, December 4th. Augusta Health has been identified as one of a limited number of facilities in the Commonwealth that is operationally ready to receive, store, and administer the COVID-19 vaccine. The Augusta Free Press is reporting that being, quote, operationally prepared includes having an ultra-low sub-zero freezer on site that can store vaccines in the range of negative 60 to 80 degrees Celsius. In addition to the ultra-low freezer, Augusta Health has other sub-zero freezers, vaccine refrigerators, and coolers for storage, and ways to transport all vaccines. Governor Ralph Northam said on Wednesday he will appoint an attorney and former member of his administration to a soon-to-be-vacant spot on the State Corporation Commission. Northam said he plans to name Angela Navarro to the post in early January. The announcement came after the U.S. Senate earlier this week confirmed current Commissioner Mark Christie's nomination to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The Virginia State Corporation Commission is an independent branch of state government with a wide range of responsibilities, including the regulation of public utilities, insurance, and railroads. Beginning January 1st, all applicants for a concealed handgun permit will be required to complete training in person. According to the Augusta Free Press, the cities of Stanton and Waynesboro, along with Augusta County, announced that as of 2021, the training requirement can no longer be completed online. Lawmakers in Virginia may be on the verge of legalizing marijuana, but nobody is taking that news to the bank just yet, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Even if Virginia legalizes marijuana, it'll still be illegal at the federal level. That means banks consider proceeds from the cannabis industry money laundering. Jen Michelle Padini at Virginia Normal says the medical marijuana industry in Virginia already operates as a cash-only business.
On the consumer side, operators in Virginia aren't generally able to accept credit cards or ATM cards directly. So they are accepting cash and installing ATMs in the lobbies of their dispensaries, and they are using apps that allow cashless payment.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says banking is a highly regulated business that puts a premium on compliance.
The risk of running afoul of federal law, whether you're truly going to be prosecuted, which many people think wouldn't happen, or whether you're just going to be dinged by your federal regulator, which most people think would happen, banks just aren't going to do it.
The House of Representatives has already passed a bill that would allow banks to do business in states that have legalized. The bill had support from all of Virginia's Democrats in the House, as well as Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith and Denver Riggleman. But it hasn't seen any movement in the Senate yet. I'm Michael Pope.
Tenants in the Stanton Mall received notices on Black Friday that the mall had been sold. The news leader reports that the new owners require all tenants to vacate within 30 days. A new listing from Commonwealth Commercial says that the mall, built in 1968, will be demolished and then the property will be refilled with retail, flex, and multifamily options. A noontime boom that was heard and felt from southern Ontario to Virginia was likely caused by a disintegrating meteor. That's according to an organization in western New York that keeps track of such phenomena. Robert Lunsford of the American Meteor Society said that witnesses across the area reported hearing a boom or seeing a fireball in the sky shortly after noon on Wednesday. By 5 p.m., he said the organization had recorded 90 reports of the fireball seen in Maryland, Michigan, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, and in Virginia. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Bob Levicky returns on Monday. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.